It's Tuesday, May 3rd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution of Christians remains most severe in Nigeria, as 21 Christian farmers in four different villages were slain by Fulani Muslim militants within the last week, reports International Christian Concern. Also, eyewitnesses reporting on these killing raids have been arrested and put in prison by Nasir El-Rufai, the governor of the Kaduna state, a Fulani Muslim himself. Pray for Christians under severe fire in Nigeria, Africa. By a 71-19% vote, the majority of presbyteries of the Church of Scotland have now approved church officiation of homosexual faux marriage ceremonies. This comes after the General Assembly approved of the patently unbiblical practice in May of 2021. Come May 21st, 2022, the General Assembly of the State Church expects to provide final approval. Church of Scotland church attendance represents only about 1.5% of the national population. Another 1% of the population attend Pentecostal, Baptist, and other Presbyterian churches. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." The U.S. Supreme Court issued a unanimous ruling requiring the city of Boston to permit an outside group to fly a Christian flag outside of the city hall. At issue was a flag sponsored by Camp Constitution, which depicted the symbol of the Christian cross. The court ruled that the city of Boston had violated the private group's First Amendment rights. Liberty Counsel's Matthew Staver had argued in the case that the city's policy for including a flag described the context as a, quote, public forum, end quote, allowing for the expression of private speech for groups that participated. Coming out of the worst month since 2020 for the markets, the Federal Reserve Board is looking at another interest rate hike in meetings taking place today and tomorrow. Market bleeding continued over the last 5 days, with the NASDAQ down 3% and the Dow down 2.5%. Plus, Bitcoin is down 39% from November. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate clocks in at 5.41%. That's exactly double the rate last August, and the highest rate since the housing bubble burst in 2008. The average monthly payment for a new home purchased today is $3,000, up from $1,700 2 years ago. A $3,000 monthly mortgage payment would be an unmanageable 58% of the median household income in the U.S. A recent Talking Jesus survey of 3,000 people taken in the United Kingdom during January and February of this year found that only 6% of Brits claim to be practicing Christians. That compares to 4% who are practicing Muslims. Plus, regular church attendance among UKers has dropped to 2%. Shanghai, China's largest city of 25 million people, is still a ghost town, continuing under weeks-long shutdown over COVID concerns, reports the New York Times. Pursuing a zero COVID policy, communist officials have taken over high-rise buildings, schools, and other facilities, turning them into mandatory quarantine sites for thousands of citizens. Residents complain of food and supply shortages. Some apartment buildings have been sealed up with metal fences. Accurate numbers for COVID deaths with the communist country are hard to come by, as they are elsewhere in the world. Al Jazeera reports the lowest manufacturing output for the nation since spring of 2020. Country music superstar Naomi Judd is dead. She was 76 years old. Just a day before she would be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Judd is reported to have committed suicide after having battled severe depression for years. On occasion, Naomi Judd had professed faith in Jesus Christ as her, quote, Lord and Savior, end quote. And she is best remembered for hits like Love Can Build a Bridge and Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. At the Country Music Hall of Fame ceremonies, daughter Winona Judd testified that the last words she shared with her mother before her death was from a comforting psalm.
The last thing we did together as a family with her, we all gathered around her And we said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
But let us remember that true believers must not sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 16. How important is marital intimacy for husbands? When I guest hosted Generations Radio today, I interviewed Rhonda Stoppe, the author of The Marriage Mentor, who said this.
Husbands struggle with feelings of inadequacy and loneliness. And what wives don't understand is when we pursue our spouse in the marriage bed, it speaks to them, I value you. It pours courage into them.
Listen to the entire interview at generations.org/radio. And this just in, Politico.com reports having obtained an early draft of the U.S. Supreme Court majority opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. The draft opinion is authored by Samuel Alito. This would mark the first time a draft has been publicly circulated while the case was pending. Politico also notes, quote, a person familiar with the court's deliberations said that four of the other Republican-appointed justices, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, had voted with Alito in the conference held among the justices after hearing oral arguments in December. And that lineup remains unchanged as of this week, end quote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, May 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.